Well, new research shows that a national minimum wage set at a meaningful level will significantly reduce poverty and inequality and give a welcome boost to South Africa's GDP. Government, trade unions and the private sector have been at the negotiating table about the national minimum wage since 2014, and we've seen Applied Development Research Solutions, a company that does economic modelling and research, recently publish a working paper that considers the effects on the economy should a national minimum wage be implemented, and they've shared their findings. Let's chat to City University of New York's Stephanie Luce. Thank you so much, Stephanie, for your time today. We've been having this back and forth conversation in South Africa, as I mentioned, for a couple of years now about a national minimum wage. But what's the international experience?
Well, what we're finding increasingly, countries around the world, whether, you know, rich countries or less wealthy countries, they're finding that implementing a minimum wage really has positive effects, not just for workers, but even for employers and the economy overall.
Give us an idea of how that would work.
Well, what we're finding is, you know, for many employers, particularly small employers, they want to be paying a higher wage, or some already are paying a somewhat higher wage, and they feel it's unfair to have to compete with the very large multinationals that pay the bare minimum. So small employers realize that by keeping workers on longer term, they can invest in their worker, the worker gets more productive, doesn't quit, and it can be an economic gain for both sides.
So the argument then from some in business in this country that we would see job losses, are you saying that it does not hold water?
Right. We're just not seeing that. That's certainly what you learn in your standard economics class. Mm. But employers, in fact, have a number of ways of adjusting. One is that they can recoup some of the costs through lower turnover or higher productivity. They can pass on some of the price increase onto the consumer in a small amount. And they can reduce their corporate salaries.
So is that how it would then also assist in creating jobs? I'm just trying to see where the link to job creation would be.
Yeah. Well, we can't yet prove that it causes job creation, but what we know is when low-wage workers get higher wages, they tend to spend all of those additional wages in their local economy. It increases consumption for goods and services. That generates new economic demand, and that seems to go hand in hand with job growth.
We're sitting in South Africa right now, and the reason job growth, job creation is a big topic is, of course, the high youth unemployment rate that we're sitting in. And government has been trying to find ways to get young people into jobs, whether it is through some youth wage subsidy and so on. What effect, if any, has been studied, does something like this have on young job seekers?
Well, this is one area where we do have found a few studies that predict, that show that raising the minimum wage can impact teenagers. There we're talking 16 to 18-year-olds. So we're not talking about young workers in general, like, you know, those coming out of school or going into the labor market. We don't see the same impacts on young workers. So it seems as if the minimum wage actually can be beneficial for young workers as well as older workers.
Is it sector specific? I mean, would some sectors do better than others? We already have sector specific minimum wages in South Africa.
Yeah. I mean, we certainly think, you know, that different employers, whether it's different sectors or different regions, are going to have different impacts. And I know in South Africa, the report that you mentioned that came out does find some sectoral differences. But even there, they found that of six sectors studied, only one of them, agriculture, had any kind of negative impact in terms of a higher minimum wage. The rest of the sectors all reported that they could adopt a higher wage and not see a negative impact.
Okay. I mentioned in my introduction that it would have to be meaningful. How do we decide what's meaningful?
Well, that's a good question. I think that we have some good methodologies out there for looking at what are the very basic components of a minimum wage, a living wage, housing, food, and so forth. The methodologies use government data to look at averages. And then from there, I think, you know, you really want a good conversation among all, you know, partners in society. Business and labor and community groups should all be part of that discussion.
We'll leave it there. Thanks for your time, Stephanie Luce, is with City University of New York.